Wow, Nick Holloway box. Now we're getting right inside. It's like being on a psychiatrist's chair. Luckily, I'm not on a plane until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, but I will be leaving here to get a bus to Manchester at 4 o'clock this morning. So we can do as many podcasts as you like, and I am taking my iPad with me. Let's see. Like, I'm very much enjoying this thing. This is, if I reflect on this year, obviously the riots have been very important to me, but the message that I've been trying to convey. But this is really striking. I really appreciate it. And you're teaching me so much about me. And if I were to go into politics one day or to be a good academic, I need to understand myself better. And also sometimes I need to understand why people look at me the way they do. With, I like it when people say that I'm genuine and honest and very naive. But then I get really wound up when people say, you're doing it for advantage, or you want to get on the council, Miles, or you want to be a politician. Well, I think you might have got inside my head now and saw that I do things. Yeah, you got it. Is that what I said? For love. Yeah. Now, there was a turning point for me, and I'm going to go very deep now. I went very spotty when I was 13, 14, but I was a very good child at primary school. Very good. But when I went to high school, my transition to high school, I turned into a bad boy. And I even got suspended towards the end of my... I did a speech at my school a couple of weeks ago, and my sister made me say that I got suspended. It was a cooling-off period, but actually, as I joked on the platform, it was the first suspension the head teacher did. And it wasn't me, and we agreed, and he knew it wasn't me, but he was setting an example. And he had a nice little conversation with my dad. Set example. Lead for, by example. I took it on the chin. I know that. But, yeah, the love of things. And that point that when I was 13, I argued and argued and argued for a computer. Now, having a computer in your house 15 years ago wasn't common. But my mum and dad wanted to knock down a wall, and I convinced them through powerful persuasion to not do it. And I got my computer, and do you know that all I did when I was 13, 14, I had spots, very anxious, I became a recluse, will agree with that, and I distanced myself from normal activities, drinking 2020 around the park, but what did I do? I tell you what, it sounds weird now, I typed the minutes up for my granddad's council meetings. I went to my granddad's council meetings, sat in the car while he was inside the council meetings. And he told it, and I reported it, and I wrote it and typed it all up for him. I went to all the meetings that my dad was the secretary of the football club, bearing in mind my granddad was the president, or the chair, he did both, and sat there and I wrote all the minutes. I remember my dad, when I was 15, saying that I could have a strategic commission on building a sports hut in on the playing fields. And I went and I chaired it, and no one else turned up. But they knew the characteristics, all, you know, they understood me. And I got that sense of aspiration. If you type in Miles Weaver and David Miliband, there's something on his blog when he was fighting to be the leader about my aspirations and reaching my goals, which comes into the point that you had about potency of government policy. I've got a PhD, and as someone said to me today, they've been reading my blog, and my grammar's awful. I got an A in English literature. So I'm good at analytical stuff, probably why I got a PhD, but I got a C in English language, and I was in slow learners unit when I was at primary school. So she pointed out that my English wasn't very good, so I disengaged a little bit there when I was younger, and I wish I never. But now, I have a PhD, I have some weaknesses, but I wouldn't have my PhD if it wasn't for government policy. My brother was far more cleverer than I. And he never went to university, but I did. I enjoyed it, and I love it still now. And my granddad's my brother's a businessman, making in the capitalist world and enjoying himself, making lots of money for himself. And I'm in the academic world, and we complement each other. And he takes the mick out of me still for being the academic, and I don't begrudge him what he does. But you can see a difference in the way that we argue and the way that we the rationale we put behind things. And that's one thing I love about my PhD. But policy was there, but it was about role models. I had very interest in role models, and that's what I want for the future people.